In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate the glorious feast of the Honorable Cross. And as St. Paul said, and this is the reading of the Apolline Epistle today, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greek foolishness. What does it mean? What does it entail that we as Christians should be preaching Christ crucified? The church put an emphasis on this in all the rites and how the church is ordered in a certain way that make this image always before our eyes. When we come to the church, we see always in every Coptic church, we see the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ above the icon of the Last Supper. The church wants to tell us, if we want to live as Christians, there is no way except to accept Christ crucified and to live as he lived. Even St. Paul hinted that even baptism, where we die with Christ, it's also a symbol of the crucifixion. He said, do you not know that as many of us, as we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death? So when we are baptized, we are in likeness of his death. And then he continues saying, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. So from the beginning, as Christians, we accept Christ as crucified in the font of the baptism. The old man should be crucified with Christ in order that we be freed. We accept Christ crucified by accepting to die with him in like manner as well. The baptism will serve for us as a cross where the old man will die and then we will be freed. Not only so, after we come out from the baptismal font, still the old man is there, hiding, waiting for the opportunity to show up again and take over and lead us astray from what we committed ourselves to live to. So that's why St. Paul also says we have to live crucified afterward. And this is the only way for the Lord Christ to live in us, that we will be accepting to be crucified every single day. The baptism is the beginning of the story, it's not the conclusion of it. So he says that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. What does it mean? Every day we have to accept the crucified Christ. Every time we stand and we stretch our hands in prayer, actually we will be imitating him. By then we are nailing the body and the flesh in order for the spirit to be able to communicate with its creator. We have to understand that every day the cross is before our eyes and we make a decision. Every day, if we are going to carry it or we put it aside. Every time we resist temptation, every time we turn our eyes away from a lustful scene, every time we answer good for evil, we are accepting the cross. And when we do this, then we accept that Christ lives in us. His sweet aroma will come out of all of these actions, will be smelled by him and by God the Father. Will also be smelled by the people living around us when they will see and smell in us the fragrance of Christ. There is no other way, my brethren, except to live crucified so Christ can live in us. When we choose to live our own way, we do it our own way, Christ has no place in our lives. He cannot compete with us when it comes to whom should be living, either me or him. I have to accept to be crucified so he can live in me. Not only so, but also the cross transforms our minds into thinking what is the real joy is about. People define joy as being able to go around the cross, to escape it, to find an exemption from this cross, but this is not the case. The joy is what is behind the cross. As also St. Paul to the Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy was set before him, that's why he was able to endure the cross. This is again another message that should be carried within the message of accepting Christ crucified. The joy is when we accept the cross and live with it and we endure it. We find in our contemporary time that the message is that joy is to go around the cross, to escape it altogether. You still can meet Jesus away from the cross. This is a lie and a deceit by the enemy of all goodness. The joy is in carrying our cross and enduring to the end. This message should be for every one of us who is debating himself. Should I continue in my marriage while I am suffering with my wife or my husband? The joy, my brother and my sister, is when you endure the cross and you continue to the end. Should I still do good to those people who are doing evil to me? The joy is in doing so, because by then you will be carrying the cross, and by then you will find peace. There is no peace and joy, there is no resurrection if we go around and we escape the cross altogether. Not only the cross become a joy, but also it become the reason of our bride. And its suffering is what we bring with on Judgment Day. St. John in his Revelation says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." Their works follow them. The crosses that they endured all throughout their lives. The cross and the pains they suffered because of reasons outside themselves or because of their willingness to live a godly life. All of this is what brings us before the throne of God and make us to pity us because we carried the cross with his son. This is how we understand our lives as Christians. From the baptism to the end, we should be carrying our crosses and we find pride and joy in them. It is very sad that today, even in many of the churches, people put sweet on the cross and honey on it and cover it with a way that you don't have to look at it. Just forget about it. Even if you don't want to look at Christ crucified, we are going to take the cross away from the churches. How many times we pass by a building that looks from outside like a church and has no cross on it? How many times we hear preachers and pastors speaking about everything except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? They do not want to offend the people and make them feel bad. They want the people to leave the church feeling elated. But in which message? Joy that's going to be brought away from the cross is a deceptive one. It's not a genuine one. There is no glory, my brethren, without pain. We have to understand that there is no mercy without justice. And this is a blight on every one of us. One time, I was in one of the, Sam's clubs. The cashier there, she has a problem with the cross. She's Christian, and she is saying this, "I am Christian." She looked at the cross that I put on my neck and she said, "Can you take Christ away from the cross? He's resurrected." And I didn't understand what she's saying. And she said, "Why you are keeping Christ on the cross?" I said to her that St. Paul said that he preached Christ crucified. He still wants to portray him before the eyes of everyone as crucified. She said, "No, he is risen." Of course, we didn't go much into this debate. It's not going to get us anywhere. But again, the cross become something that's offend the people. We want to speak about the glory. We don't want to speak about suffering. We want to see him risen, but we don't want to remember why he was crucified in the first place. St. Paul emphasized on this over and over and over. Yes, it was a stumbling block to some people and foolishness for others, but how can we escape this? How can we portray Christ by any way except Him crucified? This is the way we make it to heaven. Not by preaching Christianity away from the cross and make things easy. You don't want to pray, it doesn't matter. You don't want to suffer, it's okay. If you cannot forgive others, you are excused in this. If you are tempted to lust, this is what your body is calling you for. There is no problem with it. If you are sinning day after day, you don't have to repent. Just think of Jesus, you are saved. The churches nowadays, unfortunately, have many, many things that they cover with sugar and make it void of its meaning. As one of the pastors said, something expression is very accurate. He said that the churches in America will die from diabetes. This is very, very true. This is not how we know Christ. And this is not how He was preached to us. St. Paul preached Him to us crucified, and we will be carrying the same mission over and over, and we'll say the same message over and over. Because the cross is the power of God. The cross is foolishness and a stumble block for those who are perishing, but those who believe is the power of God and the glory of God. To Him is all the glory forever and ever. Amen.